Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal, Nundalat Simon Zion. We left off the case where a person would start with his batter, would put it on a pan and bake it, but it wasn't thick, it wasn't very thin, the final result. And so he says it's going to be a suffix, and a person should only eat Kedei Sviya B'techa Suda. So it was less than Kedei Sviya, will be makel and say, assume that it's a mezonos. But the person eats Kedei Sviya, so what's the question? Do we say that this is possible b'kistin, that when a person eats Kedei Sviya, he's chayv to rice at the bench, and he has to bench? Or do we say that this is not even possible b'kistin, this is nothing, this is the equivalent of eating spaghetti, which he said does not have a bread-like appearance, and there's no mitzvah to bench in it? The Torah says, even though you're full, the mitzvah is referring to you have to eat bread and then bench. So this is not bread. It's not bread-like. So since it's a question, the Chayyolim said one should only eat a Techasuda. So just to give a little bit of background to this discussion, so the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in two places in Siman Kuf Samaches, Orachaim Kuf Samaches, Sif Ches, and Sif Tes Vav. So in Sif Ches, he says, Va'oison should be losen rako, medakin ma'od. It's a batter, and it's thin, shakar niblish, which is this French type of a pastry. Person makes a mezonos on alamichya. V'im kalva sudasa aleim, a person will make a vei suda, mevarach ha-moitzi berachas ha-mazim. So that's a thickness which it still has a bread-like appearance, but so it functions like regular pasul b'kistin, that primarily they're not for a meal, and if you eat them as such, you do not have to wash and bench. If you decide to eat it as a meal, so you've taken this pasul b'kistin and you're using it like regular pasul, like regular bread, so then it's considered bread. So he says, even though the b'losan raka v'zaken ma'od, there's still the kviya suda will work on that. Mishnah points out that the poskim say that there was something which they made in Prague called valeptikas. So it was it spread out very much and became very, very thin. So then there's no din of saying hamoitzi because it doesn't have any bread like appearance. So the Shulchan Aruch then addresses this again in the Siman Tes Vav, and it says that a case where a person would take chemach umayim umarven or some ubshev chum alakira umispashet benefa, you would pour it over the top of the kira, and it would just spread out and bake. Picture along the lines of a pan. Then it spreads out, so it spreads out over the top of the oven. This oven shaped like a beehive shaped item, you would let it spread out over the top, and it would bake on the heat of the oven. Ein olav taras lechem klal vein ravochin olav ella breim and mesonis ubrachachem and sholosh afilu kavas odosol. So he has a case in Siman Tes Vav where kviyas suda does not work. And then he has a case before in Sif Ches, where he says if he's kaveh suda, b'lila raka b'daka ma'od, he's kaveh suda, the bracha is a moitzi, and the bracha chorin is benching. And here he says that even if you're kaveh suda, so the bracha is only a mezonos. So the Magen Avraham comes along and says that the person of his kaveh yasuda, you would have to bench. What he says in Siman Sif Tes Vav, we don't pass him like that. We pass him more like the lines of what the Shulchan Aruch said before in Sif Ches. However, Mishnah Berurah brings that many Achronim disagree with this, and they say the kaveh doesn't work. And therefore the suggestion would be, in order to avoid the suffix, is a person should only eat it during a meal if he's going to eat that amount, and therefore he was definitely going to bench based on the bread which he was planning to, which he ate, he was planning to eat, and he ate. Have a good day.